former Colorado State Ram. He's in the transfer portal. Ellison, my friend, how are you?
I'm good, Brady. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Have you ever seen a double punt?
Not in my years of football, no.
That's crazy,
I've never seen a double punt.
Apparently it's legal, but we don't know that it's legal because the former head of officiating saying that it wasn't, and then the officials last night in that game said it was fine.
I mean, I guess because it's a first-time thing, you're going to kind of go like, you know, we'll discuss this more. Let's just not give it to him. We'll give it to him, you know. So when I saw the play, I was just in shock that that even happened. That I thought he was going to take off, and he's like, nope, I'm going to get sacked or tackled. So I'm going to kick it off. So that was pretty interesting.
No, it really was. It was crazy. You know, I something smart, I suppose. I was thinking about Stonehouse. You know, your old guy, your pal. Would he do that? Or you know, he's a good enough punter. Well, he can think about that and maybe roll to the left and take off.
You know, I think Stonehouse would possibly do that. You know, I'm not going to take risk of getting hit and hurting myself, so I'm just going to kick it off. And maybe we might get a re-kick. Who knows? If I was him, I would definitely have done that just for my safety.
Well, I mean, punters, too. I mean, trust me, some of these punters can work out and get fit and stuff, but they're not as big as you guys. You guys are terrifying.
No.
I would be punting it, bouncing off my head. Just get that ball away from me so I don't die.
Exactly, or I'm going to get really injured out there. And those dudes are huge in the NFL, so I'm not taking any chance.
No, no way, man. All right, Ellison, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit. You and I were going back and forth via text earlier this week. The Urban Meyer thing. Now, you saw the video, I guess the videos now of everything that Urban was in trouble with. And, you know, I've had some texters that are like, you know what, he's out. He's on his own free time. He's out doing his own thing. Why are we busting his chops? Most people are like, dude, that's a bad look. How would you view this? Let's just pretend that he's a college coach again, and he's your coach, and you saw that video as a player that's playing for Urban Meyer or any coach. Mike Bobo. I can't imagine that guy going out and doing that, man.
But
if you saw that from your coach, the exact same scenario. He chose not to fly home with you. He stayed at his hometown so he could see his grandkids. Then he ended up staying at his restaurant. And then we all know what happened next. How would you view that personally, Ellison?
Yeah, see, so one, I wouldn't know if that is his grandkids or if he's covering up. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Who knows? But to choose to not fly with your team, I think that's kind of a slap in the face just because, you know, we're supposed to be a team. We're not doing so great right now in the season. And, you know, to get a win, okay, yeah, we can celebrate as a team back at home. Not to, you stay there, I'm going to go back, and then I somehow see on the news, oh, yeah, you're out there partying, having fun. You know, we don't know if you're intoxicated or not in that photo. I just think it's like a slap in the face, you know, to kind of send the guys home. Hey, you guys go home. I'm going to go have fun. And we're still only won one game. I mean, come on now. We're trying to build a program here and have a culture here. And we're all getting paid in the NFL. So it's kind of like, this is a serious job. You're here to come get meetings. We got to get better. You know, we won, celebrate that night, have a little fun the next day. But we got to be a team. We got to be a team.
Well, yeah. And I mean, to be honest, like if you look, they're 0-4 actually. I mean, So
hey, I thought they won that game.
Right. Well, I mean, if you were looking at the celebration by Urban Meyer, you would assume that they did win the game.
Yeah, I know. See, right there. That shows you that it could have been a one.
But you look at that.
Well,
you're saying your original problem right off the bat is, you know, flying as a team, being a team going home, and you get it with the family and stuff, but I mean, let's face it, these guys are all pretty dang rich. They can fly anytime they want to go see their families and stuff, right?
Exactly.
So it bothered you. That was the first thing. Now, would it have bothered you if he would have flown home with the team and then he is out at some other club or even flies back for crying out loud? Would it have still, and then, I mean, obviously not as much, but it would have still bugged you?
You know, when I think about it, you fly with me and you go have fun with family, in Jacksonville or, you know, wherever you want to go party that's within range of the, you know, the area that the team practices. That's fine. You know, you can go have fun with them. Just kind of keep it off of social media. You know, we're kind of not happy right now with the situation we have, so that shouldn't be posted out there, you know, in the first place. But then to fly back, I think that's just a little extra. You can wait till a bye week to go see your family. You know, like, again, you're in the NFL. There is no bowl games like in college. So there's no, hey, you know, we still can win six games and go to bowl game. No, we're trying to win some games so we can at least get a wild card game, you know, or at least try to get in a playoff if we can. So, you know, to go do that, I still think that's kind of just wrong, that everybody is all locked in and trying to do their best to win a game, and you're out there having fun thinking this is still, what, Ohio State? No, this is the NFL. Every week is Alabama, you know, as he mentioned, against the Broncos.
Yeah.
This is something to take serious.
Yeah, I love that comment, too. It's like, every week is Alabama. It's like, no, every week is NFL teams. I mean, this is harder than every week is Alabama.
Exactly, because everybody wants to win and make that extra cash. So,
yeah, well, I mean, and that's the other thing. A lot of these guys get incentives for when they win and stuff. So when they're 0-4 and they see, hey, coach didn't fly home with us to, you know, to even be a part of the team, and then we see that video, yeah, it's a terrible look. It's just an awful thing.
Not a good look.
Does he make the season? Does he last the season?
I mean, from what I've seen is he just, you know, was kind of, you know, frowned upon, but he made his apologies. So, you know, he might finish the season, but I don't know how the off season will look, especially if they don't win a game at all. It might not look too good for him.
Yeah. Now it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. Ellison Hubbard joining us. How goes the search, my friend? Can you give us any updates? How much can you actually give us?
I mean, I can give you as much as I've received from coaches so far. I've only had two offers on the table from, of course, UNC Greeley and then Eastern Kentucky. And then I haven't really, got any other offers, but I've got a lot of interest. And, you know, I understand because it's kind of a they're still in the season, so it's kind
right.
of a busy season. Guys are trying to keep their jobs, not trying to, you know, drop below one win games and whatnot. So I can understand that. And then there's the bye week, so that's where some more coaches can start talking more, because now they have their plan set of figuring out who they want to bring in early from high school. And then who they want to bring in early, you know, that's transferring, that's actually going to help the team, because they're losing a bunch of players. And so, you know, like Old Dominion has talked to me and said, you know, they're trying to figure out all their notes of who they're recruiting, because this is a big deal. You know, recruiting is a huge deal of who you want to bring in from high school and then who you want to bring in as transfers. Do you want to build up from the ground up, or do you want to bring some guys in and then still bring a transfer leader and whatnot? So, you know, I know it's a little slow right now, but it's still early on. It's only been, about 2 weeks. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm still hopeful. I know that mainly, like I said before, the Conference USA and the American conferences are coming after me. And that's closer to home. So, you know,
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, and how much of that, last one on that one, Ellison, how much of it do you, when you get those offers, like you said, the two so far, and then even the conversations, how much do you look at it and say, hey, what does the current depth chart look like at the defensive line? I know you're asking that, but, I mean, that's obviously, you know, your main reason for leaving CSU, so you're having those questions with them, right? You're like saying, hey, if I go there, what would that look like as far as my playing time?
Yeah, and mostly they're telling me that right off the bat through text or through calls. They're saying, you know, we're very low on depth, or we're very young. We have guys leaving, and we need a leader to come in right away and, you know, kind of take over for us, you know, in this 1 year or whatever the case may be, kind of steer us in that right direction. And I, you know, I like those conversations. I'm like, okay, that sounds very good, that, you know, I can come in there, I can bring in my 6 year experience and my ability to help win something here at whatever program I go to. So, you know, I always ask still, even though they say, to be like, okay, what does it look like? Do you think I'm going to make an impact right away? You go like, of course you are. You know, you still got to show. You still got to earn it. There's no just coming in there and go like, hey, you're 6 years. Okay, yeah, you're going to start. No, you got to still show us and earn it, which is not hard for me. You know, I'm having the time to train and get better. But, you know, that's the main thing, is what I'm looking for is who needs somebody right away, not a guy for depth or just to have in the D-line room, you know.
Talking to Ellison Hubbard. Ellison, just looking forward. I mean, you're going to be watching some college football tomorrow, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, of course.
Man, there's some big ones. How about, well, let's look some of the big ones on the docket. Team you're familiar with, very familiar with, Boise State. Boise State's playing BYU. BYU sitting at number 10. They're 5-0. Now, BYU's only a 6-point favorite, but this, you kind of get the sense here that maybe this could this be a blowout? Boise State's a good football team, but BYU's got to prove right now that they're the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's what BYU is going to do. Boise's just not been the same as we've seen, and they came into some close losses against some they're, you know, Power Five teams, and you know BYU is a Power Five, but they were ranked. And so, well, they could be Power Five now that they're about to go to Big 12. But anyway, they're ranked, and so I think that might be a tough one for Boise. They need to get better at their run game. I've seen that that's kind of a flaw they have right now. And so, and especially losing Nevada last week, I mean, BYU is a lot powerful than Nevada, in my opinion. So I think that might be a game that Boise has to really step up if they want to win.
How about Penn State, Iowa? Number three, Iowa. That team, of course, you were there not too long ago, going up against Penn State. Iowa is, I mean, this seems like this could be just a slobber knocker of a game. Iowa is favored by 1.5 in this one.
Wow. See, yeah. You know, last week, they 2 weeks ago when they played us, they looked, kind of shaky. Nobody knew if Iowa was going to be number five still, and of course they were after the win against us, but still we gave them a good battle. Maryland probably thought they were going to do the same thing as us, and Iowa just ran away with it and took that all the way back to Iowa with them. And then, you know, now they're playing a pretty good Penn State team. I think they're going to get challenged this game. I think Penn State's going to bring all they got. And Iowa, they're going to have to, you know, play the same way they did against Maryland, or they might play, you know, like they did against us, and that's not going to be good. And that's going to actually be, you know, a challenge to stay number five, or they might drop out of it. You know, this is the game they got to win. And, you know, so far I think Iowa might have this one in a 1.5 favorite.
Oh, this is the one I know you have circled. Georgia, Auburn, 1:30 on CBS. I know. I mean, the debate right now: Alabama or Georgia? Well, if you're Georgia, you got to go handle Auburn. I think you're two touchdown favorites in this one, Ellison.
See, I've been a Georgia fan all my life, and you know, every year Georgia, especially in these past 4 years or so, they went to the championship and they played Alabama. It was heartbreaking to see how are you winning and lose, you know. But now I think Georgia is just going to run away with this season. Honestly, I think they might go undefeated, especially with Auburn. I mean, Auburn has looked, you know, I love Bobo and that staff, but I think it's just a lot more on their plate this week. And Georgia, just in the last game, they were 99-0 against opponents. So Auburn might sneak a touchdown in there, but I think Georgia might just take this one.
Ellison, wasn't Bobo the offensive coordinator for Georgia before CSU? Wasn't that where he was?
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
He was.
Good. Are you shooting him a text at all? Like, hey, you know, sorry. Yeah, We're going to.
I told him good luck against Georgia this week. I know it's very busy, you know, coming off that close win against LSU. I know he's been up, like, all day, you know, no sleep getting ready to beat Georgia if he can. I know that's going to be bittersweet for him.
You mean coaches are constantly focused on game planning and they're not out, you know, getting dances and stuff? You mean they're focused on football? Oh, sorry, I had to do it one more time.
No, I'm talking about they don't sleep, Brady. They might sleep at the stadium.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we all have this image of coaches, and I think a lot of it's true. A lot of these coaches, like, they're just grinding all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, they're working all the time. And then so when you see Urban Meyer, you're like, man, what is this? So, yeah, that's my last one on that one.
That was funny.
On the NFL side of things, Broncos Steelers, our poll question today, is it panic time if the Broncos drop this one on the road, but to a Pittsburgh team that's reeling right now?
It's very panic time if you drop it to the Steelers. I mean, the Steelers have just looked, I mean, like they're just going down the drain at this point. I mean, Big Ben might need to retire now, honestly. I saw they have memes on Twitter and videos of him just running and falling while throwing the ball. I mean, I don't even know if a ghost tripped you over or what the case may be. I'm hoping that defense, you know, shuts down the Steelers' offense. And, is Teddy cleared to play or is this still in the air?
We're going to talk to our Broncos guy coming up after you, Ellison.
Okay.
So we're going to find out. But my guess is yes, because he did practice yesterday. We're going to get there.
I'm expecting Teddy to come out a lot stronger than he did against the Ravens and actually might, you know, win this game in a way. So, you know, Drew Lock. I mean, maybe if he plays, hopefully he practiced more. I remember hearing you say he didn't practice much, and
right,
he went out there and looked awful. So, you know, we'll see. Depending on the quarterback situation, I still think that if Teddy's in there, the Broncos are going to win this one, a bounce back.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I'll get my official picks later, but I'm kind of leaning that way. How about the game? Fast forward to I think I told you Monday night, Sunday night football. Chiefs are playing host to the Buffalo Bills. Bills are 3-1. They had a weird start to the season, but since then they're getting it right on track. The Chiefs are 2-2, but I think all of us just feel like it's just a matter of time until the Chiefs get it figured out.
Yeah, it is a matter of time. I still think they're going to be in one heck of a matchup Sunday night against the Bills. The Bills' defense has been amazing, especially on my fantasy team. I'm getting like 16 or 20 points for the defense. Now, I don't know what it's going to be like Sunday night against the Chiefs, because the Chiefs can score. So, you know, it's going to be a battle, but I have the Bills coming out on top just because they've been rolling.
Wow, there it is, and man.
Yeah, the Bills Mafia. They've been rolling. They're not going to stop now.
They're going to keep going. Okay, how about this last one, and we'll let you go, Ellison. The other one I think is an interesting game is the Browns-Chargers, both teams 3-1. The Browns are just gritty right now. Baker Mayfield's hurt. He won't admit it. He's not playing great, but he is really hurt.
Yeah.
But they are finding ways to win. Nick Chubb is running the ball all over the place. However, the Chargers and Justin Herbert, they look, I know they lost one, but they look almost unbeatable right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with the Chargers on this one just because, you know, Baker, what does he have, 2 touchdowns in the last?
Yeah.
That's the fewest in the season right now, so the second fewest. So, I mean, if you can't throw the ball, I mean, let alone Nick Chubb gets me about 11 points on fantasy. So, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because the way they played the Vikings, or excuse me, whoever they played last week, I can't remember right now. Mine is cluttered. But, you know, when they played last week, it wasn't powerful enough as I would think they were, you know, last year, you know, going to play the Chiefs in the, you know, finals right there. So I honestly think right here that the Chargers are going to have to keep winning, and they might win this game because, like you said, Baker's not admitting he's hurt, and let alone not getting anybody the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, well, you were right about that Vikings game. They win, but barely.
Yeah.
Ellison, my friend, always appreciate your insight and your time. Glad you can still give us that time on Fridays, man, as we bump into another busy football weekend.
Yes, sir. Watch the Rams tomorrow, because I still go for my teammates. So.
Are the Rams win? Are they going to beat San Jose State?
Yeah, of course they are.
All right.
They're not that. From what I've seen and what I've heard, they're not that powerful in offense. So our defense should just, you know, demolish them. And our offense might, you know, can keep rolling off of the defense momentum and score and pick this dub home.
Wow, hey, I know it means a lot to a lot of your former teammates, man. They all still think the world of you. So so do many people that have come in contact with you. Ellison, appreciate you as always, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
All right, man. Ellison Hubbard, there he is. We're still keeping that connection, man. That guy's going to go places. He's a media guy. He'll be in the media someday, I'm sure. Once the football career, whenever that is over, but he'll be in the media. 28 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here real fast. When we come back, we got a short segment, and then we're going to load up with Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.